Welcome to the Santa Fe Film Festival 2010. Oh, what did I say 2010? I've been saying that all morning. It's 2009, right? Sorry, Jim Turr here from the live webcast at the Santa Fe Film Festival 2009, the 10th anniversary. And I'm very honored to be interviewing Bridget and I, interviewing a very honorable man and a famous, esteemed writer, producer, Emmy Award winning producer, Kirk Ellis.
Happy to be here, Jim.
And resident of our beautiful little town, I'm also proud to say. Kirk, I have to tell you one thing. You know, I interviewed you at the time just for a little web interview when you did John Adams was coming out, HBO production, and I learned something. I was getting so many hits that I thought, man, I must have done something right here, and I figured out that's the power of celebrity and national publicity. Get thousands of views every day.
I think I actually still get more emails about the artwork on my wall than I do about what I said in the interview. So.
That was fantastic artwork. You collect santeros.
Correct. Yeah, a lot of New Mexican folk art and folk art from around the country and around the world.
Anyway, it's an honor to be sitting with you doing this interview. Bridget, you're a big fan of this man, too.
I am a huge fan of Kirk Ellis for a bunch of reasons. John Adams is one of the best works on television I've ever seen.
Well, thank you for that.
And really fine. And we're, of course, very proud that you are a New Mexico resident. You are someone that travels around the world, and you come back to New Mexico, and we can claim you as one of our own. Amongst other things, you also sat on a panel here at the film festival. One of the things that we're talking about at the festival is it's a film festival, but that is actually kind of a misnomer these days because there's more than film in New Mexico.
Right. Right. We never actually touched on the actual subject of the panel, which was about that disparity between film and TV. The governor's office is prone to spit out quite a few press releases regarding feature films, but one of the things that goes unrecognized here, I think, largely, is that we do have a significant base of production that is television series, whether it's Breaking Bad or In Plain Sight. Or Wildfire.
Crash as well.
I was on a panel with the showrunner for Crash. And that's very steady work. It's very regular work, and it keeps coming back here, which says a lot for our production infrastructure.
Indeed. Indeed, and all of the incredible economic impact that the television series really have, where you've got people in hotels and catering and all that kind of thing for weeks at a time.
Well, it's months, actually. You're talking about the average show. Those are all 13-episode shows, and that's a good 6 months, you know, between prep and shoot and rap.
Exactly.
One thing that came through, as always, from your participation on the panel, besides your love of throwing in devilish little remarks, is what a political, you know, you're activist in terms of the union. You said that Variety or Hollywood Reporter described you as a left-wing holdout on
the
writer's strike.
I'm proudly described in Variety as a left-wing holdout on the last writer's strike. I think there were about 289 of us who didn't want to end the strike when the Guild told us to. Because I thought it hadn't gone long enough. If we pushed it into the Oscars, I think we would have gotten a better shake. As it is, we got a decent deal, and we got things like webisodes covered that weren't covered before. I've been lucky, and I've been blessed in the industry to have consistent work, you know, even in a down economy. And I think it's important that we all take a stand on what's important to us about our work and about our industry.
And another thing I wanted to mention that came up is that, as always, you're very active in trying to get film and TV going in New Mexico, the political behind-the-scenes work with regard to the funding programs and so on, the incentive programs. And as a matter of fact, you said this morning that you have been active with trying to get the fund to apply more to independent films, locally produced films. And I know that our producer of this webisode, this webcast, Kenneth Knoll, you must know him because he's a big advocate for that too.
Well, I mean, we can't. I mean, under the current terms of the incentive and the rebate program, we really can't promote and grow a local New Mexico industry because it's designed as a service industry to bring larger scale productions into the state. And that's a good thing. It employs a lot of people, and we've trained a lot of people. When I did Into the West here, we shot the last three episodes of Into the West in New Mexico. There were maybe two crews that you could field. And now we can successfully field a half dozen good crews.
You mean from New Mexico?
From New Mexico. From
right.
New Mexico. What we need to do is we need to create an alternative fund that's not controlled by the State Investment Council, that can be administered by an organization like the Film Board of Canada. Whether that's administered by the New Mexico Film Office or a different panel, you know, needs to be determined. We were very close to getting that through the legislature 2 years ago, but unfortunately with the downturn, it may be several years before we can reintroduce that legislation. Well, festivals are always important as networking places for people who are working outside the mainstream, who can't really get that $100 million deal. And even though this is a scale-back festival, I must say, as I look around the room, it does look pretty busy. And new media is very much on everybody's mind. I was asked today as part of the panel about the nature of webisodes and the future of that. And that's very clearly an arena in which many more filmmakers are intending to participate.
Short web episodes.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I just want to mention a few of your other awards. 13 Emmys, 4 Golden Globes, the Humanitas Prize. I'm not sure what that related to, but I happen to have seen your Anne Frank project, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was, well, I mean, I've been lucky in my career to work on projects that I really care about deeply, that do seem to have some afterlife beyond their air date. Both Anne Frank and excuse me, I love that on live television. Both Anne Frank and John Adams have had an afterlife in schools. John Adams is now being used in about 12,000 school districts to teach junior high and high school students about the founding era of this country. And that's, for all the awards that we got, it's all been very nice and looks good on the shelf, but knowing that they'll be around long after their creators have departed is a satisfying feeling.
I'm sure. That is wonderful.
I don't know what more to ask you about or what more to say, except, again, that it's an honor to know you and to have you around Santa Fe and have you plugging the local industry and participating in it, as well as going to... You work, by the way, Kirk works with an old friend of mine, a guy I knew from the music industry when
Gary
I was in
Getzman
L.A.
Of about Pictures, yeah.
Gary Getzman of Playtone Pictures, Tom Hanks's partner. I knew Gary back before I had any interest in film, and maybe before he had any interest in film. I don't know. No, he was a child actor, right?
That's correct. That's
anyway,
right.
30 years ago in L.A., we were both in the music business.
Well, this is a great place to work. I mean, I've been here 11 years now full time. I grew up in West Texas. I traveled here quite frequently. I always knew it was a place that I'd end up eventually. Best move I ever made creatively. I've done all my best work here, and I think that if I, you know, wake up one morning and can't feel inspired to work, it's probably time for me to start valet parking cars at Geronimo.
By the way, Gary Getzman, I didn't mean to be just purely name-dropping, but it was that company that did the John Adams series.
Gary Getzman was Jonathan Demme's partner for a long time on projects like Philadelphia, which is how he met Tom Hanks.
Right.
And then they began business together on a movie called... That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks' first effort. In fact, Playtone was created to make one film, and that film was Where the Wild Things Are. And it took so long to make that they've made a ton of great pictures before.
Did they ever do Where the Wild Things Are?
Yes, which is out in theaters now.
Oh, that's the one
with Spike Jones, and they're still listed as executive producers on it.
He asked me for a jingle for that song for that show, which I guess didn't make it, or I would have heard about it by now.
Yeah, well, I check your mailbox. Okay. I was just going through my own past credit list, and you're right about that. Never really thought of it that way.
My degree is in biography.
Yeah, I am the only person whose resume includes biographies of both Anne Frank and the Three Stooges, I can tell you that. Well, I started my writing career as a reporter for the L.A. Times, the Hollywood Reporter in Los Angeles. I worked in England for a couple of years, and so I come at screenwriting from that point of view, and I early on developed the sense that you had a responsibility as well as a privilege to do the kind of work that we do as creators for film, and I've been lucky in the projects that I've managed to gather. That they've all been subjects that I've been fascinated by, that have had, fortunately, some interest to the general audience. Well, you have to have a lot of commitment, and you have to have a lot of passion for what you do, because the road is paved with anything but good intentions. It's paved with a lot of obstacles. And you have to have a really thick skin and a lot of guts and a lot of heart to actually overleap those obstructions and get your film made.
Yes.
Yeah, so I have a lot of respect for independent filmmakers. And it's tough. I mean, our setup isn't designed here in New Mexico to engender those kinds of productions, which is why we need this sort of alternative stream of revenue to help grow our industry. One of the things I've been saying for years is that somebody else is going to come up with a better tax incentive, a better rebate, a better tax-free loan. And what keeps an industry going is that group of people, both above and below the line, who are able to sustain an industry with homegrown product.
I've been looking for a segue here and not finding it, but I have to ask you, since you mentioned it, where in West Texas were you born? I had no idea.
I was actually born in East Texas. I was born in a place called Orange, which is so far east it's practically in Louisiana, but I grew up at the far end of the state in El Paso.
Oh, I had no idea.
That's where I went to elementary school, 6 years of Catholic education. Yeah, I had our religion teacher, who was the priest in the church at St. Patrick's, which is still there in El Paso, thought it'd be a great idea for the altar boys to go see Rosemary's Baby for Easter.
Were you one of the kids they predicted would never amount to anything?
I'm surprised
chance?
I'm not a psycho killer. I mean, with that kind of background.
Well, I guess
I am in a way. I mean, you know, you have to be slightly neurotic and slightly paranoid and slightly crazy to work as anywhere in film. As a writer, you have to be schizophrenic because that's the only way you can write characters. So that was probably really good training for me, so I don't resent all those snuggies in the altar boys changing room.
It could explain the Santeros on the wall on
some level.
It can indeed.
I'm a proudly lapsed Catholic. Yeah, so...
Well, thanks for spending time with us and for supporting New Mexico Film and for living here and being an accomplished guy and contributing something. Anything else I can thank you for?
Oh, good. I should just bring you around as the Toastmaster to all these appearances.
I'll pre-record it for you.
Yeah. Thank you, Kirk Ellis. And I am Bridget Kelly. And you are?
I am Jim Turner.
And what year are we in?
2009.
You almost did it again. Okay.
And we're going back to cyberspace.
Thanks for being with us.